accession number 18459, real one.
Bill Clark, real one. Where were you born, please?
In Reading.
Which year was this?
1930.
Did you grow up and have your schooling in Reading?
I did, yes.
So you were a schoolboy in the Second World War in Reading?
Yes, most of the Second World War.
What was it like being a schoolboy in Reading then?
Well, a lot of it was all right because we had the evacuees from London come down the first part and they were taking up half the school when we were doing half a day school and half a day not, which was quite good.
Because you got off school?
And got off school, yes.
Did it affect your schooling very much? Did it affect your education?
It might have done a bit.
Do you remember the bombing of Reading?
I do, yes.
What do you remember about that?
Well, I was walking home from school, which was about 2 miles, and this plane came over and was over the top of me. And I didn't see it drop the bombs, but I heard them, you know, because it was a little way away from town. And the man came past me, he says, "Get an air raid shelter, an air raid." I said, "Well, he's gone then, hasn't he?" And that was that. I tried to get into town the day after. It was in quite a state, all cordoned off, you know.
Was it just one aeroplane that did the damage?
It was just one plane, yeah.
What damage was done in town?
Quite a bit. It was a Wednesday afternoon. A people's pantry was badly hit. About three bombs. I think about three bombs through the middle of town.
It might
have been going for the railway station and dropped short. It was going in that general direction.
What was the people's pantry?
It was a restaurant, a sort of a utility restaurant, which would usually be crowded, but being a Wednesday, it was quite quiet.
Did you use the people's pantry?
I did, yes.
What was it like?
It was a sort of a cheap wartime restaurant, more or less. Provide people with food and getting ration books, I suppose.
Was the Second World War a happy or an unhappy time for you as a lad?
I don't think I was unhappy. I think when you're children you don't think the same as when you grow up about war. I used to watch the American convoys going past and really sort of think, you know.
Did you have any contact with the forces or any POWs?
No.
Now, how did you come to be in the army yourself?
National service.
Do you remember when you were called up?
Yes. About May 1950. I should have gone in 48, but I was deferred because I was doing a bricklaying apprentice. I was a bricklaying apprentice, so you could put it back 2 years. So I was 20 when I'd done my national service.
How did you feel about being called up?
I would have liked to have avoided it.
Why was that?
You know, the money is not much good. As a national serviceman, you're getting, not a lot.
Where did you do the basic training?
Bulford Camp, which is in Wiltshire.
And what was that like?
A bit hard, I suppose. I was quite fit then, being a bricklayer, and I got through most of the fitness tests quite easily. And just the arms drill and such like got a bit hard.
How did the people in charge of the basic training treat the recruits?
A lot of discipline. I think they need to have a lot of discipline in training, basic training, to sort of get you on the way to being a soldier.
How did you cope with the discipline?
Oh, quite well. It's a case of, well, I'm here, I've got to do it, so make the most of it.
Did you get punished?
No.
Why not? Why not?
I'd behave myself.
Was there any abuse of the recruits by the people in charge?
I never saw any, no.
Do you think the basic training did you any good?
Yes.
In what way?
I think it makes more of a man of you to be disciplined and such like. It's not something you like, but it does help to get you on the right road to being a soldier.
Was there anything they asked you to do which you found difficult or impossible to do?
No.
Where did you go to after Bulford?
I was posted to Austria with the Dorset Regiment.
Is this the first Dorset?
The first Dorset, yeah.
Whereabouts in Austria?
It was a little place, Spittel am Drell. I think that's right.
What kind of a welcome did you get from that battalion?
Quite a nice. More or less the same discipline as in training, I suppose, but we did quite a lot of marching out there and up the mountains weekends, which was more bodybuilding, I suppose.
Was there any trouble at all in Austria at that time?
No. I did do a border patrol on the Yugoslav border, and you could see the Yugoslavs sort of hiding behind the trees looking at you, but no trouble there.
No shooting?
No, just as well it wasn't, because I think the only ammunition we had was a Bren gun, and that's about one load of bullets, none for the rifles.
Was there a shortage of ammunition?
I don't know, it's just a case they didn't... I don't know about that. I mean, just a case they didn't think it was needed. It was just showing their faces.
Did you have much contact with the Austrian civilians?
Not a terrible lot, no. I wasn't there that long.
About how long were you with them?
Let's see. About 6 months at the most.
In 1950, presumably?
Yes.
Did you like it with the first Dorsets?
I did, yeah. We were disciplined, but we could go after we'd done work during the day, we could go into the little town of Switzel. No booking in or booking out at a guard room. And it was quite a nice place to... I would like to have stayed there and finished my national service.
So how did you come to leave them?
They came round and said, right, we're looking for volunteers for Korea. They need reinforcements. And I think it's more or less the case that I was the right age, being an overage national serviceman. And I've more or less got volunteered for this, to join the Gloucesters.
What do you mean you've got volunteers?
It's a case of, if you don't get enough volunteers, it's you and you, sort of.
So did you really volunteer?
I said, well, you might as well put me down anyway, yeah.
And did you leave then straight away for Korea?
We came back to England. And was at home for Christmas. And embarkation leave.
And what was the journey to Korea like?
Quite boring. On the troop ship, ferry, or ferry, one or two. More or less fatigues or doing a bit of training. But I did about a month's journey, I think. And we got, you're beginning to get fed up at the end of it anyway.
What were conditions like in the troop ship?
Not too bad. It got a bit hot below decks. And then we got to the warmer weather, like Mediterranean and such like. But I think most troop ships are the same. I think we had bunks. Yeah, we never had hammocks, we had bunks. And the food wasn't too bad. But,
so, yes. Did you go sail into Korea or Japan?
Japan, in Kyori, in Japan.
And then what?
A short time in Japan. But more training. More discipline.
Did you know what to expect of Korea before you went?
Not really, no. We weren't told anything about it, I shouldn't think. The war in Korea, and that's it.
Did you go out as a reinforcement with a man called Smith, Owen Smith? Because I think he was with the Dorsets before I went to the Gloucesters.
Possibly. I wouldn't say to that.
It's just that I've interviewed him recently.
Hmm?
I've just interviewed him recently.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me about going to Korea itself from Japan, please?
Oh, we took the train through Japan to Kobe. Went through Nagasaki, see the flattened train, and there was quite a little boat we went on across to Busan, which is only a short journey.
Did you get any kind of reception at Busan?
Oh yes, a coloured American band. I don't know what it was, but they played us in.
Which month do you think this was that you were out in Busan?
I should say February, March.
51.
Yeah, 51, February.
Mm-hmm. Were you in a big party or a small party?
Reasonable size. Something like that.
You mean about 20?
I expect it was about 20. I know we were split up and we got to the regiment and 70 to each company. So something like that, yeah.
Which company did you go into?
I went to A Company.
What were your first impressions of Korea?
It smells. It's hilly. And the trains are horrible. And the wooden, the old wooden seats on the train, and it took a long time getting there.
Do you see anything of the civilians on the way?
I suppose we must have done. I've got no recollection of seeing them work in the fields or anything, but...
Whereabouts did you find the battalion?
It was a rest area, but I couldn't tell you where it was. I don't think they ever told me.
How did the Gloucesters compare with the Dorsets? Were they much different?
I should say it's a bit more relaxed being in a battle air zone. And still a certain amount of discipline, of course, but
you were telling me earlier about saluting officers. Can you repeat what you said?
Well, I don't think we saluted an officer every time we saw one now. I'm sure we didn't. Not there.
You weren't saluting them all day?
No, definitely not.
Did you stay in the rest area very long?
Well, we moved up to... We moved up to the battle area at the end of March. So I suppose we were there about 3 weeks in the stressed area.
What did you do in the rest area? Just resting? Just resting?
Resting, climbing hills. I mean, I used to like climbing hills. I remember that.
When you moved out to the battle area, what did you do?
Well, most of the time we were just there, very quiet. We did one sortie over the other side of the Imjin with Centurion tanks, went quite a few miles. I never saw a person, and that was not long before they decided to come through.
Which platoon were you in?
A Company. I think it was 3 platoon.
Do you remember the officers and NCOs in charge?
I remember the officer, Mr. Walters, Lieutenant, Second Lieutenant Walters. No, I can't place the
the sergeant.
The sergeant or the corporal, no.
Now, coming on to the Imjin battle, what do you remember about the Chinese attack? What was the first thing you remember?
Well, we were put on a 100% stand-to, which was unusual. And they knew something was happening. Then we had a few shots being fired. And then, well, we were sort of trying to keep the Chinese off of us. I wasn't on Castle Hill, I was on the side of Castle Hill. And they kept coming, but...
What was your own job in the platoon?
My own job? I was the runner for Mr. Curtis. No, Walters, get it right.
What did that involve?
There should have been any messages from him to any of the other officers. I never seemed to get any.
So he didn't use you as a runner?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Was he a captain or a lieutenant?
He was a lieutenant, second lieutenant.
So were you firing yourself at the enemy?
Yes, yeah.
What with?
303 rifle.
Was it easy to hit them?
Oh, it seemed like it, yeah. I mean, you just shut your eyes and pull the trigger.
You shut your eyes?
No, you could have done, yeah.
What did they look like as they attacked?
Quite masked. I had the what they call a burp gun, which was a lot, sounded a lot different than the others. That was. And the wooden wooden grenades. But,
did they get close to you?
Not too close to where we were. I think they were concentrating more on the higher piece of Castle Hill because they overran that more or less. And, we had to pull off of there and make our way back to the main part where the battalion was after losing quite a few. Most of the officers were killed in A Company one time or another. I know Mr. Walters was injured there and injured again on the Gloucester Hill.
Did you see how it happened?
On Gloucester Hill, yes. I was, we had a trench about 18 inches deep. You couldn't get much deeper then because of the rock. I was then hugging the bottom of that, and he came up behind us, just saying, "I bought some grenades up for you," and he got hit in the head. Then,
so he was killed.
He wasn't killed then, though. He was pretty badly injured, but he was killed when he. When the Koreans took him prisoner in the caves.
Did you realise that you were surrounded?
Yes, yeah. Well, we knew there was. It must have gone right past, because we were only depending hills. And we seemed to be so stretched out that. There was no chance of sort of stopping them going by if they wanted to. There's mainly only infantry and Chinese. On a later date they had artillery and such like, but at that time of the war it was just masses of infantry.
Any incidents that happened to you on the hill?
I know my mates were in the trench beside me, and joined up the same day as me from Reading. And I turned around to speak to him, and he was dead, shot in the neck. But
how frightening was it?
I think it was a case of you were so. Not numb, but you were in a state of
Shock,
yeah. You didn't realise after afterwards how frightening it was.
How were you captured?
Well, after Colonel Khan gave us the all clear to try and get off the hill, we didn't have much chance, but we all tried to get, we got down to the bottom of this hill, which was a very steep hill anyway. And I was following quite a few more people. I went up through this valley. I'd already threw my rifle away because I had no bullets and no ammunition left. And the Chinese were on both sides of this valley. And I think if they'd wanted to, they could have mowed us all down. But it seemed to me as though they were either bad shots or they were just sort of saying, right, time to pack up. And I don't think anyone was hit in that valley. And Para Hockley was there in front of us and he said, right, lads, hands up. That's it.
And then what?
Yes. Well, of course, they gathered us up and took us to a waiting place, I suppose it was, so they'd get someone to march us back up.
What did the Chinese soldiers look like close up?
Small, Chinese, ooh, pardon me, they weren't terribly well dressed, but there's a uniform, they never had the red star, but you could see somewhere they'd had a star on their cap. They call themselves the Chinese People's Volunteers.
How did they treat you at first?
At first? They gave us a little bit to eat at the time, which I think was their own rations, which is a paid-y sort of stuff.
A what sort of stuff?
It's a sort of a paider. I think it was grain nuts or something. Now, I can't remember how long we were there before we started marching off. When we did, we marched at night to avoid the American planes. We all knew a little bit about the stars, and we're looking at the stars, we're going. We seem to be going all over the place. One night, as they didn't know where they were going either.
Did you get attacked by the American planes?
No. I know as one came over, and just after we were captured, and wagged his wings at us to say, sorry lads, that's all we can do.